It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Hey, check in with State Senator David Brock Smith. David, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So let's talk about a couple of different things. First of all, I know you were out of state, as I recall, a week or so ago for meetings related to one of the groups you're part of, and land use. Is that the right topic?
Well, it's excuse me. I'm a co-chair of the Council of State Governments West Wildfire and Disaster Preparedness Committee. It's the CSU West is a national organization that's compartmentalized into different regions. This West region is all the states from Wyoming to Alaska and Hawaii, the 13 western states. There's 8 standing committees and 16 co-chairs of the 1,180 legislators in those state legislators in those 13 states. It's an honor to serve as the co-chair. We actually, former Oregon Senator Bill Hansel was the chair of the organization last year. We worked with the executive committee and created the Wildfire and Disaster Preparedness Committee at the end of last year in November. And I was honored to be appointed co-chair. We've been meeting monthly for the last 5 months. We've talked about it before, Kyle. The push is really to deal with the acres burned on our federal lands. 82% on the 10-year average in Oregon is burned on federal lands. Of the 18% that's burned on private, 15% of those acres burned on private land or from fires that come off of federal land, and of the 3% that fires that start on private land and burn on private land, 98% of those are kept less than 100 acres. And so I passed legislation this last session to assist in our wildland firefighters being able to be classified to do fuel reduction work. And the idea is to have the western state legislators have a unified voice to our congressional delegation to have Congress front load the needed dollars for fuels reduction and mitigation work. We can transition our wildland firefighters into that work so they have year-round work. We'll have the local logs to local mills, jobs in our rural communities, but more important, mitigate the catastrophic wildfire risk that exists in our federal forests that are our neighbors toward those rural communities. And ultimately lower the insurance premiums that are skyrocketing as a result.
Now, how many are part of this group that you're on?
My Wildfire and Disaster Preparedness Committee has about 25 members, but we're getting more every day. But the CSU West itself, again, is the 13 western states made up of 1,180 legislators of those states.
Wow. So a lot going on there. How many days were you dealing with that?
So we were in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The chair of the organization, that's where he represents in Wyoming, from Tuesday, got back Friday. And just in time to make it to the Oregon, the Young Republicans of Oregon dinner in Portland, which was a fantastic event. I was joined by Representative Deal, Representative Greg Smith also attended. But we had 2 sessions in Jackson Hole, one of the only committees to have 2 sessions. They were very well attended. Lots of positive feedback after the sessions. We were able, through our fantastic policy consultant that works for CSG West, we're trying to pin down a grant from the Legacy Society in order to further the work. And you know, right now we have 2 years to get the work done, and I'm hopeful that by the spring congressional finance budget package in Congress that we'll be able to have made the case to start front-loading those dollars. I mean, the federal government would be money ahead if we're able to do the mitigation work up front rather than the billions of dollars that we spend in fighting wildfire and at the back end. And so I'm grateful for my co-chair, Assemblyman Watts, out of Nevada. He has been fantastic to work with, and all the committee members that have joined our committee and are pushing in the same direction.
All right. So a lot going on with that. Also, in the time we have left, I wanted to ask about if we've had any shift, any movement, this special session that's been on pause that's supposed to come back in several days. Where are we at there? What's the latest?
So, I put out a newsletter yesterday urging my constituents to reach out to the Senate Democrats. We were supposed to last Wednesday, go in for the special session. Of course, my colleague, Senator Gorsuch, is not healthy enough to come into the Capitol yet. So we're expected to go in on the 29th, which is the beginning of our legislative days that we have periodically throughout the year when we're out of session, to debate the bill on the Senate floor. They need there's 18 Senate Democrats and 12 Senate Republicans. 18 gives them the supermajority in the Senate. They need all 18 to vote for the gas tax increase and so forth, because the Republicans will not vote for the package. We have an alternative that would allow the governor legislatively to utilize existing budgeted funds. There's $29 million set aside for DEI policy training within ODOT's budget alone. We would rather not raise taxes, but utilize existing funds within the budget so that we can then have a overall bipartisan true transportation package that actually directs resources to projects rather than other things that are not road maintenance and public safety on the roads with regards to making sure that the roads are plowed and so forth is what we desire. So,
is there any idea, the longer this pause is taken, very unusual, not sure I remember something happening like this before, does it make it more likely or less likely, do you think, that the package will get passed?
Well, I have always been, the glass is half full, that it's given more time for Oregonians to reach out to Democrat members in the Senate to convince them not to support the package. You have a situation where, I mean, the overwhelming testimony is in opposition from everywhere from, Portland to Port Orford, right? So I'm hopeful that that resonates with my Democrat colleagues and they choose not to move forward with the governor's package. This is her package. She is the one who has crafted it, and she has not worked with Republicans to do so.
All right. We'll see how it goes. Check in there with State Senator David Brock-Smith. Looks like we're out of time. David, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
All right. 8:40, it's Morning Report.
Hey, Becky here, helping folks.